Hey, come here, Scully.
Yes.
Something shocking you told us about yesterday.
Yeah, my first date disaster, yes.
Go on, tell us more.
So a few years ago, met a girl. We said we'd go on a date together. She happened to be Jewish. That was fine. And then for the date, she said, oh, I'm at my mum's. Can you meet me here? Yeah, no problem. Drove up about 45 minutes to the mum's house. Knocked on the door. The mum answered the door. And before she said hello or anything, she went, would you change your religious beliefs? And I was like, no.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, literally, I was like, I just went, and then I said no. And she went, oh, well, come in then. And so I came in. And there was the girl and the mum and me in the kitchen talking for about 5 minutes. And then out of nowhere, she went, how many kids do you want?
What?
And I was like, I thought, is this one taking the mic now? So I said, well, dad's one of 14. So probably, you know, 9 or 10. And she went, well, you want to get working then? And then that was the end of that. And then we kind of went out and did a thing. But yeah, we didn't have a second date after that. I just thought. And she was sat there the whole time nodding and looking for my answers and stuff. And I was like, what? Is this some kind of tag team? What's going on here?
Why the hell are you bringing your mother on a first date? Why are you involving her?
She has a flat, but she said, oh, I'm at my mum's, so can you meet me here? I was like, all right, yeah, sound, whatever.
I think they did it just as a... I think they were taking the Michael. That could not have been real. That actually could not have been real.
It happened. It was, yeah.
There was hidden cameras set up in the sitting room.
Had to
there,
be.
We saw each other a few nights out, but we didn't. Then after that, but we didn't go on another date.
You didn't pass the test with the mammy, you see.
No. It was my decision to not go any further with it.
Yeah,
I was just
right.
Like, oh, no.
Yeah, so the mom scared you off.
Basically, yeah. But I thought if she's anything like the mother, oh, yeah.
I mean. So how many kids do you want?
It's probably
Yeah.
It's probably a bullet dodged, in fairness, Scully.
Yeah.
You deserve better.
I think it was a bullet dodged, yeah. Thanks, Neil. Yeah.
Any disastrous dating stories like that? I mean, that's pretty bad.
That's
like,
pretty bad.
That's up
set
there.
The bar, yeah.
Okay, I have to hold my hands up. One stage in my life, I didn't realise that I was going on a date. I didn't realize.
How is that possible?
You thought you were going out.
Because I thought we were going as mates, right? So I did something really bad.
You shifted someone else on the date?
No. I brought my sister on the date as well.
This gets worse.
A dating disaster.
But I was just meeting someone as a pal, you know? Like, we were just meeting as pals. So I was like, oh, sure, my sister can come along. Like, we're just pals. We're all pals. And then after, they were just like, that was meant to be just me and you, no? And I was like, oh, no.
I did not read the room whatsoever.
Oh, Michal.
Like, to be honest, my sister left after about 10 minutes. She was like, you know,
sister knew it was a date, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. As soon as she arrived, she was like, wait a second. Like, she's flirting with you. Like,
Michal brings a sister on dates.
She was jealous of her sister. Says, get out of my space. Yeah.
And Donald shifted his cousin. Oh, this is so
it's
good.
It's still not true, but I love that you keep saying it.
Do you have any bad disasters, Una? I'd say you've got a few.
I have a plethora, but I can't remember. Let me think. Okay. Let's hear someone else's bad dating disaster stories. Yeah. I'm Michal. I bring my sisters on my dates.
Lads, the fear. I still have the fear. Now, this is when I was very young. Like, I was probably 14, 15. Like, I was only starting out, but like, I just did not read the room whatsoever. And then all of a sudden,
we go on a date. Yeah, table for three. My sister's coming.
Oh, cat melodia, lads.
That'll stay with you forever.
087-1102-107. Any good first date disaster stories? Get them into us in a voice note. We're talking about your first date disaster stories. What have we got on 087-1102-107?
They're coming in hard and fast. Orla in Galway has been in touch. She said, I was chatting to this guy for a while on Hinge, getting on great. We met up at his one night for pizza. When I went into his bathroom, I spotted a bottle of fairy liquid by the shower. There was no shampoo. There was no conditioner. There was no soap in sight. Just the lone bottle of fairy liquid. This will forever give me the absolute ick. Orla in Galway. Yeah. I don't think there was a second date there.
I thought she was going to finish that off with, and now I'm married to him. 087-1102-107. Keep your first date disaster stories coming in. We'll get back to them next. First date disaster stories. 087-1102-107. Do get in touch and let us know yours, Joe.
My story is, got asked out with this guy I worked with. Didn't know where we were going. It was a surprise. So obviously I got dressed up, tried to look my best for my first date with this guy. Got the bus into city centre, and he brought me on our first date to a bodybuilding competition.
No
what
way. Tell us more.
No joke, a bodybuilding competition. And I was kind of sitting there all dressed up in the seats watching all these lads on stage all oiled up and weirdly muscular. Yeah, that is not somewhere you bring someone on the first date.
No.
However, I obviously forgave him because we dated for quite a while after that.
Okay, that means that they broke up eventually though.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Oh my God, bodybuilding.
God.
So strange.
Especially for a first date. We've got Louis on the line in Mayo. Is it Louis?
Yeah.
How are you doing?
Hi,
this Louis. Is Michal and Una. Tell us about your first date disaster story.
Okay, so my first date disaster story, I didn't even know it was a disaster until after the date. I had thought it was like a cute little, you know, movie, dinner, end of the night, he gives me his jacket. It was really sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Until I get home. And he got home before I did. I lived a while away from where we were. And I'm scrolling along some blogs, and I come across his blog, which I follow. And he has given quite the review of the date. apparently, it was a disaster, absolutely horrible. And I was reading through it like, what? So from moment it began to end it on his side. Complete disaster, including what I thought was cute, him giving me his jacket. He had complained that I hadn't brought a jacket and he felt he had to.
hold on a second now. Am I hearing this correctly? You went on a date with this guy and throughout the entire date, he was blogging about it with negative things afterwards?
No, he waited until right after the date. Like, it was posted 2 minutes after I left.
And did he out your name? Did he let you...
He even put my full name on it and our whole year followed the blog.
Oh.
We were in sixth year at that point.
Oh my God. That must have been so embarrassing for you.
It was terribly embarrassing, but what was more embarrassing was the next day he asked me for a second date.
No
what?
Way!
He completely forgot I followed him.
What did you say to him?
I said no.
I thought you were going to go, yeah, go on, so...
And did you say I read your blog?
But I said, no, of course not.
Oh my goodness.
And he was confused.
Did he apologize for the blog?
No.
I imagine you had therapy after this. This is traumatizing.
Oh, it was terrible. Like, everyone was like, since it had my name on it, there was no mistaking it was about me.
And come here, you knew him from school. You probably still know him from about the town. Is he still a single man?
I have no clue because I don't follow anything of his anymore.
Yeah,
he must
you're right
be. There's no way he can get away with that for that long. There's no way he's with someone.
I would have told his mother on him. I would have marched up to the house with the blog and said, look what your son has said about me.
I didn't have to tell his mother. His sister also followed him.
Oh my God. It turns out he's one of the world's best authors now. He's really good at plots. Louis and Mayo, thank you very
so
much for sharing your story. You're a star.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Legend. Nicola Walsh is in touch on 087-102-107 where we were talking about first date disaster stories. I went on a date once and I wasn't feeling it. He went to the toilet, so I texted my friend to update her. I'm not really liking him. He's dressed like a granddad with a granddad car and I prefer Mark than this one. Don't really get that. Okay, I nearly died. I'd only gone and texted my date in the toilet. He came out and just said to me, I think you text the wrong person.
Oh no, I can't. That even hearing that now, I'm just stressing me out.
I had to call my friend to pick me up. That is Nicola Walsh,
oh,
40
Nicola.
Now, happily married. Not to the date, obviously.
No, the granddad. Oh God, love him.
I would never get over that.
No, I couldn't. Like, keep me up at night for years.
Miss the show? Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.